This spring, the sound of road work has been audible on Eugene's downtown streets. Here on the corner of 6th and Charlton, workers are pouring concrete on a driveway apron. Preparations for the West Eugene MX route include rebuilding 5 miles of sidewalk, cutting down and replanting trees, and relocating underground utilities. Portions of Charlton Street were closed last month. Toby Sovak, owner of Noisette Pastry Kitchen, says it was a hassle when the work was right outside her door.
There were certainly a week or two where it seemed a little bit slower than usual, and customers did mention that it was a little bit challenging to find parking. But LTD did a great job in offering some incentives for us to offer to our customers and to our employees.
Now that the street is open again, Sovak says it was a blip on the radar. That's how LTD is hoping all business owners will see the inconvenience of the road work. Lisa Van Winkle is spokeswoman for West Eugene MX.
Well, I think it's fair to say that most businesses would rather construction not be right in front of them. I think we would all feel that way. I do hope that they're feeling that we're trying very hard in order to maintain their access, maintain that visibility.
Van Winkle says she's been in contact with everyone along the West Eugene MX route, letting business owners and residents know what to expect with construction. LTD has put up business open signs in places where work is underway. LTD's Andy Vibora says the MX project is about more than rapid transit.
We're going to have a great community project that's going to support, you know, not only pedestrian, better pedestrian areas, cycling based on the pedestrian bike bridges that we're putting in, those connections to better transit in this area.
The expansion will add 9 miles to the existing MX route, raising the total to 24 miles. The final route will go from the Walmart in West Eugene all the way to Peace Health Riverbend Hospital in Springfield. LTD is counting on a $75 million grant from the Federal Transportation Department to fund the project. The full price tag is $96 million, with state funding covering the balance. The federal money hasn't arrived yet. Andy Vibora says the check is expected in August. LTD is spending general funds on the work it's doing right now. Business owner Bob Mascheroni doesn't think LTD will ever get the federal dollars. He says the MX expansion is a mistake. He's with Our Money, Our Transit, a group that formed in opposition to the project. Their angry protest signs dot the route along West 6th, 7th, and 11th.
Well, LTD still needs to get past our federal lawsuit, which is still pending.
Our Money, Our Transit is appealing a federal judge's ruling against their lawsuit that challenges LTD's environmental assessment of the project. Mascheroni says the large MX buses are too big and impractical for busy streets.
Well, we'd like to see appropriate transit for the community, and we'd like to see a broad-based basic transit system. And we don't even mind the high-capacity stuff. We just don't think it needs to be done with these giant articulated buses that are destroying our streets and making us pay.
Mascheroni and Our Money, Our Transit continue to fight the project. He expects a panel of the Federal Appeals Court to hear their case by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the MX work is underway outside Mascheroni's sports car shop on 6th Avenue. Other business owners are supportive of MX.
I'm Joseph McKinney, the president of Oregon Roads.
McKinney has been coping with the construction. The main entrance to his business is hard to see when I visit. A lane of 6th Avenue is dug up, and customers have to drive over a steel plate to get in. McKinney says a couple of customers and an employee had to drive around the block before they came in. But he sees the project as an investment in infrastructure.
People like the fact that we have bridges, Ferry Street Bridge or the I-105 bridge that takes us right here outside my window to Valley River Mall, for example. But there was a construction mess when they built those. It's a long-term investment. We have a short-term inconvenience today and a long-term benefit.
The project will take years. Crews will start work on West 11th in 2016. LTD hopes to have West Eugene MX operational by early 2017. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.